Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah, we going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hot Talk Radio.
I'm okay, world. I'm okay. Don't fret. Super Bitch is here. Nothing can hurt me. Isn't that right, Juicy? Good. Isn't that right,
right.
Sex-ass professor?
Right, girl.
Professor? See. Professor! No, well, I'm not in the mood. Girl, after that car accident, I'm going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be okay. Because I'm invincible. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, and the funny part about it is that I'm going to still do the show after the wreck. Because, you know, when it comes to Hot Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? I got to do me. You know, but they can't get me for drinking and driving because I wasn't drinking. As a matter of fact, excuse me. I'm just opening up my shit now. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, girl. Let's get on with these birthdays. You know what I'm saying? It's Sunday. Super situation Sunday. I mean, you know, I'm just ecstatic about Hot Talk Radio. I just really can't take it. I mean, it's beginning to just be overwhelming with all of the new listeners and the people that are just, like, loving what we do. Hold on. Because if he don't get his background together, he going to be not only put on mute, but probably hung up on. However, let's proceed. Let's proceed with these birthdays today. Had quite a few. Hope ain't nobody got no stupid birthday. From Tags, happy birthday to Tony Stacks, Tex, Wintoss, TJ, D-Boy, Devon, Patrick B, Take Flight 2010. You know what? Not today. The Golden Child. Those are my friends on Facebook. Let's go to my friend on Mocha Face. I didn't write them down today. You know, I decide sometimes to just book the motherfucking system and ain't nobody could do about it. My friend, his name is Lil Hot. You know what? I got a problem with that. Your name is Lil Hot and you are a male. You know what? I'm going to let that be. And some of these people, I mean, Facebook is just really turning into some tag type shit. I mean, Reginald Terman from Facebook. I think I went to school with Reginald. Kevon Lake. Let's see what it says. That's a girl. I'm glad I checked to see. Okay, let's see who else. Rock Huntley. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. From Hot Talk Radio and Malin T. Cliff. To the ladies, we got Sunna on Boston Mathis, Nyoka Pearson. Happy birthday, Nyoka. I think I went to school with Nyoka, too. Riri Sims. Hold on a minute. I ain't going to be saying I went to school with nobody because see, what's going to happen is y'all can go to their page and figure, okay, she went to school with them. Then she must be around. See? No. Okay. Happy birthday to Tina ATL. And for those of you all that are new listeners, if you go back to some of our early shows when we had the erotic poetry, Tina ATL was in our battle of poetry, and she won, from what I can remember. I mean, it's been so long ago, but just go back through all those shows. I think those shows, what you think, Juice, today was probably back in April? May?
Yeah.
When she was doing all that, she brought that erotic poetry. I should have had her on the show tonight. She used to bring it. Go back to all those shows, because all our shows that we've ever produced are on demand, and you can listen to them at your leisure. But Tina ATL is one of the baddest female poets I ever heard in my life. You know, I'm sure they, you know, on HBO they call them Punani poets, but I call it erotic poetry, you know, or whatever. Let me proceed. Bay Free G Dog Redden. Okay. Denise Robinson Mathis. Tracy Steele. Happy birthday, ladies. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Y'all had to excuse me. From, he'll tell y'all his name. Hey, Juicy, you like that birthday song?
Yeah, I liked it.
Girl, not only did a nigga make good music, but I heard he making them women go. Get those loose in their motherfucking mind. Girl, I'm glad. I'm glad. It ain't me. Ooh. Let's open this motherfucking show up tonight. And I'm going to try to be a little toned down tonight. You know, I just feel like I need to show the world a different side of me. Uh-oh. Hold on, let me see something. Okay, the professor texted me and said he's checking in 20 minutes. He was just on the switchboard. Something must have jumped out. Somebody must have wanted some, you know, wanted him to go in or something. I don't know. You know how it goes. It's High Side Radio. Welcome. However, hold on, I gotta take this shirt off. Wait a minute. This damn heater is on hell because I just don't understand. I really don't understand why the heater just gotta be blowing so hard. However, today, people, it is Special Situation Sunday. Special Situation Sunday. Dr. Super Swag. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we got some special people. We got some special people out there in Hot Top Radio.
I want to know that the sound that you make when you inside a woman. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that what you do? Because, I mean, I'm just trying to understand.
When I'm inside or what? When I'm pulling out or, I mean, like, what you trying to say?
When you stroking. I mean, I'm just saying, do you go, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, that's after.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You know, you over there wiping your head in the pillow or stuff or grabbing it. And I'm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
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 Oh. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Juicy, what's happening with you? Little mom, what's going on with you?
Hey, Swag. How you doing?
Hey, Swag. You know, this is the sickest radio station. I'm finna quit Hot Top Radio Cop. This is the only motherfucking radio show where it got the motherfucking the pimps, which is the DJ Pimpin' Sweet, the gangster, Swerve G. I mean, hold on. Do Swerve G stand for Swerve Gangster? I gotta ask him when he check in. Then we got Super Motherfucking Swag. Dr. Professor, you know, you done seen him, the nerd. He talk like a nerd, but he a straight motherfucking beast when it come down to the women. But you know what, y'all? Hold on for a minute. I got to take a sip of my pimp juice, and I got to do something. Hold on, hold on.
Shout out to
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is one thing I got to understand. Hold on, y'all. Excuse me. Let me. You know, when he... I can't stand High Side Radio because it just be so serious on it. Hold up, hold up, y'all, hold up.
I don't know what you heard about me. But a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no birds you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking B.I.M.B.
One time for the house. That's all we need, baby. One for the house. Oh, come on.
Yes, you.
Go. yin yin ya, yin ya 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 ya, yin yin yin, yin yin ya, yin yang.
Our praise to the pimp gods.
What it do, man?
Hey, man, that's what the Buster Free Pills can do for you, man.
Cause I went to rehab.
Buster Free Pills, that's what it do for you, man. Yeah, yeah.
Cause I'm not fucking with you in no Buster Free Pills. Cause leave me
hot
alone.
Hot talk radio, yeah. Hot talk radio, what it do, man? Yeah, yeah.
Listen
at
this. Listen now. Listen now.
Hi, sweet.
What it do, mommy? What it do? What it do?
For all y'all new listeners, welcome. For all y'all old listeners, welcome back. For the new listeners, that's DJ Pimpin' Sweet. That's the show's pimp. We got the show swagologist on here, which is also known as Super Swag. Super Swag, say what's up to the new world. Super Swag, say hello to the world.
Look. What's happening,
uh-huh.
New world? What's happening?
Because the world is on a new world order, and it's under Hot Top Radio. See, somebody thought a new world order was coming some other kind of way. They didn't even know it was coming through Hot Top Radio. Uh-oh. Y'all better motherfucking change our address. I mean, y'all
we got my bro Sweet. He gonna sprinkle this goddamn pimp on you. Real easy. Like, he got these Buster Free Pills.
You know what? I gotta get right for that one.
Yeah.
You got Dr. Super Swag over here. I'm gonna get you up on your swag. We got Juicy. Yeah, give it to him, Juicy. Say hey.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Look now, hey. God damn it. That's a show, sweetheart. We ain't gonna turn her out.
Hey, man, you know how we do it, man. You know how we do it. As soon as we step in the building, man, time to get rolled up. All bunch of shit is out the door. Time to cut up.
Swag. L wrote Sweet up on your page, Swag. L wrote Sweet up.
What'd she do? She wrote him up.
She wrote him up. She wrote his ass up.
I'm a Facebook
on his
fan.
Page.
Yeah,
on his page,
right.
On Facebook,
so he got
that nigga up,
check.
Man.
He got page check.
Oh,
hey, man, only super bitches are allowed to do that, though, man. Y'all bunch of bitches.
Hold on,
Cole.
Wait a minute, Cole.
Super bitches, top-notch super bitches, hot top radio bitches. Some of y'all hoes can fuck with it, too.
Giving them definition of what a super bitch is, and I'm going to give them mine, then I got some for them. All these new listeners.
Hey, now, man, your definition of super bitch, man, is what it is, man. Yeah, yeah. I co-sign your side of the super bitch, man, and, you know, that's how I do it, man. Yeah, you know I mean?
But I wanted you to tell them their rendition since they qualify.
Let them know we got super bitch pills. We got super bitch pills, too.
You know what y'all fake-ass pharmacists and shit. I'm sick of this shit.
They coming too,
pill man. Pushing motherfuckers on this station. I'm tired of this shit.
Hey, man, we got a little more tweaking to do, man, but, hey, man, it's all good, man. There's been a lot of people, you know, putting their applications and all that. So, you know.
Are you proofreading the application? Because when
man,
the application
come
to me, you know how hard I am on the shit.
The good thing is, all the boss bitches really come goddamn fuck with this operation over here, man. So that's the thing that I got in my advantage. Yeah.
Shout out to Cousin Nisa. Cousin Nisa said she checking in tonight, Cole.
Cousin
she was like, she trying to understand. I said, Cole, now me and Sweet don't play no game. I'm ready. I said, okay.
Man,
I hope you're ready.
There's not the show for Cousin Nisa, man. But Cole
said she, Cole, I told her, Cole now. I briefed her on it. I briefed them all now. If you looking for some pansy, some shit they're going to pat you on the back, this ain't the show for you. We kick you in the ass. Fuck your face. We do shit like that. Excuse me.
Well, I try to bear my best behavior tonight, y'all, man.
Nah, look, cause she told her don't stop nothing. She said she can handle it. Because she understood. I said, now, we got big of the listeners, cuz. She said, don't stop nothing for one little old me. She said, you got billions of listeners that tune in that want to hear what y'all got to say. Hey, do y'all by all means. I said, you got it.
All right. That sounds good, man. Welcome to the new listeners, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it tripping, man, all day, every day, man. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Welcome.
I'm about to sit back in the cut for a second.
No,
man,
you ain't been sitting no
motherfucking
cut, motherfucker. We've been goddamn enlightening the world like we normally do every Sunday. Now.
That way, you know, I ain't. The pimpin' don't get turned up till the gangster check in, man. Y'all know how hot talk radio.
The gangster had a birthday this weekend,
so
the gangster might not even check in, but we're going to see. I ain't even tell you. You need to call him and check on him.
Hey, it's all good,
man. Call my sick ass.
Shout out to
our motherfucking Swerve G.I. Gangster. He had a birthday.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
For the swag team and all them folks over there, man, who be checking in with Hot Talk Radio and all that, man. Shout out to Cascade West End, man. I see y'all over there.
You a Cascade West End, Beach Street ass nigga, remember?
I'm a Cascade West End, Beach Street ass nigga. You already know, man.
Hold it down. Stay up out there on Beach Street. Yeah.
You know about Beach Street? Hold on. What you know about Beach Street? That where I'm from. Hold on. What you know about? You know me.
I know you.
Oh.
Very well.
You know me or you know this place? Hold on. Okay. Well, world, it's time for us to do what we do: enlighten, counsel, and entertain you. Every show that we produce is unique and a treat. The world has co-signed that we bring the motherfucking heat. Situation. Condition with regard to circumstances. State of affairs. Circumstance. Conditions affecting a person. Topic. Did you fall for your friend? Did you mess up your friendship by sleeping with your friend? Did you introduce your friend to someone and now you want them for your motherfucking self? Oh, shit. Do you only want to be friends, but your friend wants more? Do you feel like you should be friends before you be lovers? Can a friendship continue after becoming lovers? Uh-oh. I feel the pimp holocaust. Does your mate allow you to have friends of the opposite sex? Because, you know, a lot of people say hell no because they in fear of and love and basketball happening. You know what I'm saying? Love and motorcycles, whatever the fuck you want it to be, because I got a love and motorcycle situation. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. The heat is on. Ride or die. Let's go. And for those new listeners, ride or die means reach into dreams every day or dig into excuses. Welcome to Hot Talk Radio. Let's burn. Proceed.
Hey, man, when it comes to this pimpin', man, pimpin' no deal with no love, man. So, hey, man, miss me with that whole love thing, man. Let me let that be known up the top.
Nigga, have you ever had a home girl that was your friend? You know, because I was the little dusty little girl in the neighborhood, the little boy, the little tomboy that was on the motorcycle. But look at what the swan, the ugly duckling turned into. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. As Swag would say, Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
See, didn't nobody want to love
the little
motorcycle?
I really want to find out people's situations because I really feel like talking to the people. So
well,
I
when
really
they decide they're ready to speak, then you will speak to them. Shout out to the switchboard. I'm not pulling nobody in until they press one. Until then, nigga, you start talking because I got a feeling that you fucked your friend.
I fucked my friend. Who my friend? You my friend.
Now, that's a different subject. I'm your coworker, but we're going to talk about that too. Make your business with pleasure.
Yeah.
That's a special
situation,
nigga.
Well, yeah.
Fuck with it.
Tell my friend to say something.
Well,
call
when
they're
ready
friend.
To say something, they will say something. Juice ass.
Call in, friend.
Hey.
They already on the switchboard. The switchboard is lit up. But you know how they do it. They creep in.
Well, me, myself, I think that friends should not be sexually involved because when you involve sex, and stuff like that, you know, that make other feelings calm, and then it just be different, you know. And then, you know, especially like if you're in a relationship, girl, I don't know. You know, I mean, having friends really don't intimidate me, but, you know, you just got to be cautious these days.
I got a statement to make. This Ashley Warren says, go Anthem, go hard. Shout out to Hot Top Radio in Swag City. So I had to shout that out for Ashley Warren. She holding it down. But also, I got a statement to make. For all y'all women that are beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable, now I want y'all to understand, and understand me well, that we did decide after sitting before the board members and voting on this decision that we wanted to include Fire Head and Good Pussy, Good Fuck Gang as talent. Because, you know, and don't just think if you're not a ballet dancer, you a stripper. Because strippers can mother, them pole, now I ain't even going to say I can get around no pole right now because I ain't tried. But so I'm the type of bitch that no matter what I try, I motherfucking master that shit. That's just the type of female I am. But however, I have been a stripper. I was a private dancer. I know a lot of y'all confused right now, but those that know what time it is, hey, keep it a secret. I don't want everybody knowing what time it is with me. However, I just want y'all to know that beauty is on the inside as well as on the outside. Now, if I didn't have a beautiful inside, I couldn't be beautiful on the outside. And beauty is only skin deep, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So if you look in the mirror and you say, I'm beautiful, then guess what, bitch? You motherfucking beautiful. I'm tired of hoes thinking they got to look like motherfucking me, got to look like whatever, because beauty come in all color, shape, form, and fashion. See, I get so tired of motherfuckers ranting and raving over light-skinned females, and I ain't got nothing against y'all because I'm a cross in between. I'm motherfucking caramel. But I love the way chocolate look. I love the way vanilla look. I love the way peanut butter look. Hey, look, let me tell you something. Beauty come in all shades, shape, form, and motherfucking fashion. We got that Hot Top Radio Legion of Super Bitches on Facebook. We got Hot Top Radio Legion of Super Bitches on Tag. Go join the motherfucking pages because we standing the fuck the hell up. I need y'all to understand this shit. And I got to give a shout out. Because she just said go anthem. That means she wants to hear the super bitch anthem. And I had forgot. I was just waiting for a minute. But you know what? Since she said stand up, I got to go hard. I got to do what the callers want me to do. Shout out to Sarah. Now, for all y'all super bitches, stand up, grab your pussy, and motherfucking say it. We some super bitches, super bitches. Don't motherfucking be scared. Because we damn sure ain't.
Girl, now you got the Hot Top Radio. Hey. We some super bitches, straight perfection with no glitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches, straight perfection with no glitches. Worldwide scouted, bitch, we show you how to do this. We some super bitches, super bitches, super bitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches. Worldwide scouting, bitch, we show you how to do this. I'm worldwide scouting, so we chicken head routed. Hold back and like you bout it. Fuck with me, bitches.
Because he came from, he brought it from a male perspective. This is the only show where you can get the female and male perspective at the same time on that super bitch type shit. That super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable woman of the motherfucking world. Excuse me. Women.
But what makes it so, what make it so pimpish, you know, is we
what
all is, get
what
along.
What I call?
It's so pimpish because we all get along, man. Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Ain't nobody hating. Ain't nobody bumping heads. We all
oh,
can
yeah,
just get out for
smoking
spread.
In the
book.
Hey.
I mean?
Yeah,
oh,
we done overdosed on them Busta Freed pills. We done overdosed.
I'm just saying. Now, I love the five-star bitch. I love all the boss bitch. But see, when they came with the super bitch, when I came with the super bitch, and I got a T-shirt and everything, it just sick because I'm taking this shit to the full extreme. The website is being constructed as we speak. It will probably be up tomorrow. And for all y'all that's been waiting on that motherfucking super bitch line, the Apple J, it will be in effect. High Tide Radio is not playing no games with the world because the world said, we love High Tide Radio. We can't survive without y'all. We shall oblige y'all.
Shout out to the Roto Room.
You know what? The Roto Room is put on suspension.
Yeah,
the
Roto
Room is on suspension.
I know.
You wrote up, nigga. The Roto Room is wrote up.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of glad of Tuesday, really, you know what I'm saying? Shout out
oh,
to them.
Oh, you
going to
just skip? Oh, okay. So now you see what I'm saying? Y'all
I'm in hand behalf. I'm just in hand behalf for the Roto Room and my crew, you know what I mean? And my boy Swag, Juicy.
Oh, really?
And she coming here. We're in here on behalf of them fellas and now in the underworld, you know what I mean? We represent the voice, man, the real voice. The real
shout
voice
out to my brother, holding the motherfucking down. Yeah. CB, big boy. You know what I'm saying? You'll be on here when you know what I'm saying, when it's time. It's all good. But Ashley Warren had a statement to make. She said, not going to be on tonight, but I want to give my input on the topic. Friendship is important. Any relationship should start off with being friends. Jumping into a relationship without knowing one another can lead to disaster. Oh, shit.
Hey, can I dip in on that?
Uh-oh, she said, I want my shirt. Oh, shit. Your shirt is, boo, we working. Let's see. See, I'm finna get rolled up. It's coming, boo. She want her motherfucking shirt. See, now I got to be texting. Hold on. It's coming, boo. It's coming,
yeah, shout out to her, man. Get a free glass of pimp juice on behalf of your boy over here. You
know
what
oh,
I mean?
Shit. That went cold. Give you a free glass of pimp juice. You done did
yeah,
some shit. Ashley is standing the fuck up from Swag. Sit. I seen her on your page, boo. I said, oh, she on my own Swag page. I ain't going to get mad. I ain't going to get mad. It's business.
No,
it's motherfucking business.
What Swag is what Swag does. You
okay, then. For real.
Yeah, yeah.
Swag,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Swag, okay. Play with me if you motherfucking want to. Tell me if you motherfucking want. Fuck with it if you want. I hope you motherfucking ready. Because I ain't going to play with your ass. I ain't none of them. Hold up.
I'm about to ring it, shut up.
Oh, don't ring it, cuz. I'm fanning myself right now, cuz. Because Swag about to piss me off.
Get back
in the fair. It's Sunday. You know what I mean? We all in here peace for the night. You know what I mean?
But I got a statement, Cole. You know what I'm saying? Pertaining to the state, the question, the special situation Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dude, me and him best friends. Okay, we first, okay. First, this was him. The situation was like this. You know, I was a little young buck. You know what I'm saying? 17. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was a late bloomer. Hey, shout out to the late bloomers. Ain't nothing wrong with being a late bloomer. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Keep your pussy tight longer. Hey. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that got holes in me. I'm talking, and you finna get this blunt put out on you. Because I know you downstairs, and you want me to tell everybody you downstairs? Okay, fine. You downstairs. Keep your ass down there so the feedback won't interfere. Hold on, I got to see.
Man, we got rooms all over this thing, man. Don't worry about it, man.
Y'all had to excuse me. I'm allergic to bullshit. So, you know what I'm saying? We were big men. You know, he was talking on the phone, spin games. So, you know, I fell for the shit. You know what I'm saying? Went over there. We kicking it. I kept going over there, hanging out with him. He was cool. Then he taught me about my little panties, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm laying there, ouch, 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 ouch. I'm going to get a whipping. My mama going to get me if I do it. She ain't going to know. Yes, she is. She going to know. Ouch, 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 ouch. So, you know what I'm saying? Then he fucked around and just decided to keep me as a friend. So, okay, we best friends. We inseparable. Every day we together. And for those that's listening, that's straight up from that motherfucking the block that we from, they know exactly what I'm talking about. We inseparable. Every day we together. People are like, I don't understand, no. We best friends. So he done fucked around and started loving me. I done fucked around and started loving him. So it done got to the point where, okay, I know I was fighting you and couldn't lay still the first few times, but you know what I'm saying? I want you to motherfucking be the one. So I got on here and again, my little virginity, you know what I'm saying? Then we so stupid. We such good friends. Us sleeping together didn't change our relationship. We'll fuck, then go on the stroll for him to, you know, do whatever he do with the other bitches, and I go on my pimp stroll. This is where I learned the shit from, hanging out with this motherfucker. I set him up with people, then, you know what I'm saying, well, he ain't with them. I mean, it'd be so funny, because every time he was going, I'm finna go pick up such and such. Come on, you going? Yeah, I'm getting in the car. I mean, it was just, like, dangerous, because why the fuck is you riding around with the one you love in the motherfucking car with you? You know what I'm saying? Going to see other bitches, vice versa. We fighting about the shit. You know, you did this, you did that. Fuck you too. You know, on the holiday, every holiday we was together, it was so sickening that he had some children by this older chick that were older than me and him. So she was, like, determined that she was going to make him be, you know, her boyfriend or whatever the case may be. And he was like, I'm not going to be with her. So his dad would be like, well, you can't spend time with your baby mama and your kids, and you can't drive your car. He was spoiled. He found he had money. You know what I'm saying? So he'd be like, oh, I can't go nowhere. I can't drive my 5.0. Yeah, shout out to us. Y'all know what that 5.0 was about. For y'all to know the real deal, now you do. Okay. So I'm like, he'll call me. Hello? Come get me. Come get you for what? He's talking about I can't go if I don't stay here with her. So he won't let me drive my car. All right, I'm on the way. I pull up, and whatever my mama gave me to drive, whether it was my Ford Falcon 1960, shout out to it, or her truck, whatever it was, pull up, go in the house. They like, hey, Kiki, hey, mama, hey, daddy. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they were just that close to me. And he was like, I'm out. She done came to get me. She's standing there looking like, this bitch, yeah, you don't know the real story, do you? You will know one day. Now you do, because I know you're listening. So we would get in my car, leave, drive off, go fuck, you know what I'm saying, and go on without happy way. This nigga pulled a stunt on me. We was, you know, we were just stunting and, you know, we laughing at everybody's face because we was in love. We were going to be together and we were going to play the game. He was going to let me play the game. We had a pact. We weren't supposed to take nobody serious, you know what I'm saying? And when time come to marry, we were going to be together, you know what I'm saying? We were just going to play everybody else. So he runs out to the service. I said, oh, he want to play guy? He want to run out to the service. Okay, now the truth is, world, for those of y'all that know Lady Libra, now y'all understand why I did what I did. He called himself going to run out to the service. I said, I got something for that ass. I ran off and got married. Uh-oh. That nigga motherfucking called his mama. She did what? Yeah, he got better than me. She done got married. I bet you when that nigga had the service, he came looking for me. Because you know what? We was the best at what we were. And we were secret motherfucking lovers. Shouts out to Michael. Last name starts with a C. You know who you are, boo.
We both know that we should not be together.
Anybody else got anything they want to add to that? Because I know every last one of y'all got a fucked up situation when y'all was with somebody that was y'all friend back in the day. I mean, don't sit on mute. Elaborate.
Go ahead. Give me 10 minutes. Let me reboot.
I got to reboot.
Shut up, cuz. Shut the fuck up. This ain't your motherfucking show, nigga. Your show is in 2 goddamn days. How about that? Reboot that, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Swag. Juicy.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. I don't believe in you gotta be friends first.
You don't?
No. Cause that mess. If you a friend with somebody and y'all start having relations and it don't work out, that messes up the friendship.
No, it didn't mess up out. We still friends.
If you pursue someone,
we fucked one time since we've been grown, and you know
since y'all been grown. Well, I mean, what y'all did before then? Wait a minute.
I was like, oh. Damn, it's even better than when I remember. I'm sorry, he had to put something on lock. But I had to go point. You going to run off to the service and leave me? Nigga, I got something. See, I play hardball. I'm dangerous.
Play hardball.
Hell yeah. You pissed me off, I pissed you off 3 times worse. He went off to the service,
so
I got married.
You got 3 strikes again. You keep on these 3 strikes. Wait a minute.
Swag.
Don't make me fuck your ear.
Girl, what you
say,
Juicy?
I was just trying to go get some money,
and
to make a better life, you know.
I was 17 years old. Where the fuck I know about any of that right then, Juicy? Where I know about that by then? At that time.
Like, you supposed to be a billionaire by now. Shit.
Providing I got my own self on TV at 10. I got my own stuff on TV at 10. I should be a trillionaire by now. Well, you know, I look at it like this. At 25, I got myself across the world. That's not a bad jump start.
Well, but like I was saying, friends, as far as my situation,
mm-hmm.
as far as how I deal with relationships, if I'm pursuing you, I'm not trying to be your friend. I'm trying to be
shit.
Your nigga.
Mm. You trying to be my nigga friend?
Our friendship going to develop. What'd you say?
Mm.
Our friendship as we are. And if I'm going to be your friend, then shit, I'll be your friend.
Mm.
You can call on me and all that there next week, and we can talk and you can tell me your problems and everything else. But I'm
I want to know, you trying to be my friend or you trying to be my nigga? You trying to be tequila nigga or you trying to be tequila friend? Uh-oh. Let me take a sip. Y'all scare me.
Shout out to Ciroc.
Oh.
Scare me, y'all.
This is how this goes. You know, like I was trying to say, you know what I'm saying, shout out to them Buster Free Pills. We pass them out daily, you know what I'm talking
well,
about.
Well, like the super bitch pill that you created, but you know goddamn well you can't create no pill
to make
no hoe no super bitch. You can't turn a hoe into a super bitch. You brought up for that shit. You brought up even trying.
We still working on the ingredients for the super bitch pill.
You better motherfucking work hard because I don't know how the fuck you going to pull that one out.
Hot Talk Radio. Super Biz Pills is coming soon. We still working on the ingredients and everything, you know.
We
get the pimping and when the pimps step in and the gangsters step in and the swag step in, we putting that shit together. So they coming soon.
Cause you know goddamn well y'all can't put together no Super Biz Pill, cause.
They gonna be trying to buy them too.
Check that out.
You know you gotta be what, cause?
I just wanna add this though.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Friendships and relationships, you know what I'm saying? They are one and the same if y'all really look at it. Yeah, you know
they
I mean?
One and the same?
If you really look at it like that, yeah, you know I mean, you just gotta come up with your rules and regulations in order to play together. You know what I mean? Whether you're gonna have a friendship with it or you're gonna have a relationship with it. One thing about it, you both got to be on the same page with whatever you do. So, yeah, I mean, we could just do whatever, have a friendship or have a relationship. But sometimes when they're kind of being friends and the sex, you know what I mean, sometimes you can make an exception, but sometimes, you know, you don't want to mess up the friendship either. So, you know, it just depends on the parties.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
I could just sprinkle that a little bit, you know what I mean, just to keep it
going.
Somebody
sent me a message. Uh-oh, the Confessions Hotline is on heat, whatever you want to call it. Dear Hot Talk Radio, I was friends with my boyfriend. He had a girlfriend, but I was a selfish bitch in the situation. She was a word bitch. I didn't have to call her no bitch. I started fucking him, caused problems with his relationship with his girlfriend, and I was laughing about the situation while he cried on my shoulders. Now it's another female in the picture, and he got feelings for her, and I feel like he's trying to leave me for her. Can I be mad, or is karma a motherfucker? I'm going to let y'all handle that one.
Okay, from what I took it was, the first thing she said, I have a boyfriend. I'm in a relationship with somebody. They have a girlfriend.
She's the girlfriend now. Listen, she the girlfriend now, but he had a girlfriend when she was his friend.
Okay.
And she started fucking with him. And she was laughing when he would talk to her about his situation with his girlfriend. She would grin and laugh and shit, but keep on,
okay.
She said she wanted the nigga for herself. She didn't give a fuck about his girlfriend. She was just going to continue to fuck him because she wanted him for herself. Now, is somebody else in the picture? Should she be mad or is karma a motherfucker?
Oh, I see it now. She need to understand. She fucking with a player. That's what she needs to understand. She needs to understand she's fucking with a player. And I don't know if whatever they doing, he might be getting something from him. So he might be pimping. So she needs to understand the type of nigga she fucking with. That's one thing. He broke up with her. He broke up with one female. He talking to her, but he's still fucking the old one. And now he got a new one in the picture. Yeah, Playboy doing some good. Yeah, do your thing, homie. Do your thing. Do your thing, homeboy.
So is she getting what she deserved? Because she said she was his friend first. She was his friend, and she started fucking him. She knew he had a girlfriend, but she was listening to him cry on her shoulder about what was going on with him and his girlfriend. But she was laughing the whole time because she figured, I'm going
to
take this nigga. Nasty another bitch in the picture. And
that's
she feel like she losing.
You about that
is karma a motherfucker or what?
That's what I was just trying to tell you about that friendship. If I'm pursuing somebody, you're not going to be my motherfucking friend. I'm pursuing you to be my motherfucking woman. Of course we going to be friends because we have that relationship to, shit, if you with somebody, you they friend. You they woman, you they man, you they friend, whatever it is. But I'm not finna sit up here and be like, we jump rope, we hot scoping, and we doing all this here, and then all of a sudden, we together. No, it's not going to work. Either we going to date and be fucking and be one as that, or we not going to be together, and we just going to have our little going out and tripping and stuff, going to Dave and Buster's or going to Six Flags and laughing, and then we go home and fuck whoever we fucking. But we can't be fucking and not have any emotions. Fucking emotions should go hand in hand.
So what you're saying is, fuck all the friendship shit. If you want this dick, let's just do like lovers do and just do it.
We just fuck. We ain't got to even be friends. Let's just fuck.
Lovers fuck. So you saying like do like lovers do? Just say it. Do like lovers do. Say it.
Just do like lovers do.
There you go.
We've been to the movies once upon a time. Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through the speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it. Big, big thing, Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
Special Situation Sunday. Well, world, it's time for us to do what we do, enlighten, counsel, and entertain you. Every show that we produce is a unique treat. The world has co-signed that we bring the motherfucking heat. Situation, condition with regard to circumstances. State of affairs, circumstance, conditions affecting a person. Topic, did you fall for your friend? Did you mess up your friendship by sleeping with your friend? Did you introduce your friend to someone and now you want them for yourself? Do you only want to be friends, but your friend wants more? Do you feel like you should be friends before you be lovers? Can a friendship continue after becoming lovers? Does your mate allow you to have friends of the opposite sex? The heat is on. Ride or die. Let's go. And for those that don't know what ride or die means, that's reach into dreams every day. Or dig into excuses. Now, I want to say, shout out to the switchboard. We see that a lot of you all are listening in tonight. But in the event that you desire to say something, please press the number 1. And that will alert me that you desire to speak. And you will be included into the conversation. Until then, happy listening. And for our new listeners, welcome to Hot Talk Radio. Nothing is taboo. We hope we offend you. Let's proceed. Dr. Super Swag, Dr. Pimpin' Sweet, Dr. Juicy. So basically what you're saying is that for the female to sit up and be his friend, deliberately knowing that he had a relationship with the intentions of taking him, when somebody else take him, she should just say, what goes around comes around, is what you're saying. I need to know before I turn my bottle up.
Can I say something about that, man?
Call, do you, boo.
Check this out right here, man.
Church.
Shout it, the girl.
Mm-hmm.
The girl, she can't be mad to answer the first question.
Oh.
Okay. Because first and foremost, dude was already in a relationship in the first place. So she shouldn't have expected the dude to leave the girl to come to her. You know what I'm saying? She shouldn't have expected him to do that in the first place.
He did because she caused so much problems that the girl left.
That's the game, though. That's the game. That's the game right there, man. The game is that she played along with the game in the first place.
Right.
Because he already had a girl. So she shouldn't be mad. Only thing she could do is next time just try to find her a real single nigga, man. Try to get her own nigga, man. Don't get nobody else, nigga. Yeah.
Say one more time, for all y'all females that know y'all acquired the nigga on the false pretenses. When I say false pretenses, you know the nigga had somebody. But if he left her to be with you because you caused so much problems in their relationship, that female went on, and you was able to acquire the nigga because you continued to cause such a stink that he had no choice to be with you. When another female come along and take him from you, just say game over.
No,
that's what the pimp said.
She said, you know what I mean? What she should have did, she took him. She should have learned how to readjust the game plan and learn how to run a whole nother program when she had the nigga. She ain't no real female pimp because she did a real female pimp move. Yeah, I mean.
What kind of program do you suggest that she run, cause? Because I'm confused right now.
The program that she should have ran when she caught the nigga. Well, she sort of stuck to the script.
What was the script, cuz? She shouldn't have been friendly.
She stopped being selfish. She was sharing the nigga first. But when she got selfish, she broke the script. And that's what she fucked up at.
They could have stayed friends and she could have been fucked.
Because, yeah, they went broke. The system went broke.
Friends shouldn't be in a relationship. Friends smoke, stay friends. If y'all want to fucking be friends, be that. Don't come into a relationship because that's going to fuck it up. And that's why when they came into a relationship, he fucked somebody else new.
But see, in this particular situation, they had a friendship/relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That was doing their thing. Then nobody had to know what the hell that was going on until they both caught feelings. Of course, when you have sex, you're going to have feelings. But at the end of the day, Butta was already in a motherfucking goddamn relationship. So what you should have did was just stuck to the script. I mean, kept on what they were doing. They would have been friends for life. They could have broke it off any time. You know what I mean? They weren't obligated to stay together, you know what I mean, be together. If they wanted to do something, they did their thing. They didn't, they don't. You know what I mean? Everybody can keep them. Then nobody, the friendship didn't have to end because the nigga broke up with his girl to be with her. Now she getting mad because the nigga don't keep it moving. Nah, the friendship should end over that, man, because it was better than that in the first place.
Juicy, they want to hear you talk.
Do people understand what FWB is?
What is it?
Friends with benefits.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? And some of these people don't understand what friends with benefits is.
They turn the benefits into emotions. Uh-oh. Somebody just got rolled up.
They done turned benefits
but
into emotions.
But you know what I'm saying? And then, I want to say that, you know, karma, I mean, what goes around comes around. I mean, that's a true thing. But I feel like she cheated herself because if she really cared about him and loved him like she kicked me, then she should have been woman enough to tell him how she felt, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she had to respect the fact that, you know, he was seeing other females cause basically he ain't happy or, you know, he doing his thing, you know, trying to find what he want or this and that. You know, not knowing that, you know, it's somebody that love him like that if she really do. But
in that particular situation, mommy, is like, you know what I'm saying, she wasn't already the number one, she wasn't top notch super bitch number one in the first place. You know what I mean? She came in as bitch number two or three as that boy, and no, say back in the day. You know what I mean? She worked. She worked her way up.
But
then she broke the script. She started trying to cape. You can't cape when you got there work your way up to number one. You got to keep playing your role. And that's what it takes to be a bottle bitch. You got to go there and play your role.
Oh, shit, girl.
Stay down. You got to stay down.
Oh, shit. Somebody just showed their ass. Somebody just got wrote the fuck up.
I'm not talking to you. You know, I ain't talking to you right this. You know what I'm saying? I'm just speaking in general terms.
Nobody talks to the sweetheart like that, but y'all talk to me like that. Fuck y'all motherfuckers. I'm going to kill all y'all.
I don't talk to you like that. I just be speaking in general terms.
Yeah, whatever,
Carl. Hey, man. Hey, man. Turn juice on that.
for everybody.
I'm somebody, the switchboard is lit up and they just listening. So that means right now they want to be enlightened. Nobody wants to say shit, but that's cool. Because we're here to entertain the world and as well as enlighten them. They don't want to say shit. The switchboard is dancing, cuz. Y'all listen on. Shout out to 44484. Shout out to 678919. Shouts out to. Y'all scared me.
Hey, that's what they should do, though, cuz.
What, cuz? Because I'm trying to shout them out, and I'm, you know,
friends,
I'm in my
mood. Friends slash relationship. First and foremost, you can't have no relationship without no friendship in the first place.
Okay, so you saying that they should be friends before. So what
you
saying, I should go back.
You can't have no relationship without no friendship. Listen to the script, man, because I only sprinkle it one time, and I'm only
going to be Calm down, cuz.
I only give small dosage of it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, call. Yeah, yeah. Call, second. Call, that my cousin, y'all. World, y'all don't understand that my bloodline. I have to stand down when cuz talking. That's the only motherfucker made me stand down.
The check, though. Hey, man, y'all maximize y'all friendship, man, before you do a relationship, man. If you're going to do a relationship, man. Y'all gonna do it for real, man, to stop playing. Yeah, you know I mean, but first, maximize the friendship first, man. And that's my close out, man. Yeah, yeah, and I holla at y'all Tuesday at 9 o'clock. I'm finna be in the cut. Yeah, you know I mean.
Y'all hear this shit? Fuck this nigga. Talk, motherfucker.
I'm finna call him and tell him.
You
tell
him.
And shout out to the smoke screen, man. Shout out to the motherfucking Busta Free Pill. Shout out to the Pimp Juice, man. I know all these motherfucking Hot Talk Radio listeners be on it, man. Yeah, you know I mean, y'all keep fucking with your boy on that shit, man, because I got it coming all day, every day. Yeah, yeah.
Cause it just woke you up.
That's real pimping right there.
You wrote up too, motherfucker. You wrote up
that. You know, like being friends is one thing.
Uh-huh.
If you know, you sitting across the table from your homegirl, your homeboy, whatever you got going on, and you know you want to fuck this nigga and be with this nigga or fuck that broad or be with that broad, I mean, like, you should turn that page. Now, you're going to be friends and want to you got to put that on the table ASAP. If you got emotions behind it, you got feelings about this person, that female or that male, then... you got to put that on the table. If not, then just stay friends. And if you want to turn that page, you gonna have to you got to step away from friendship and become a spouse or exclusively a certain type of person to that whatever you got going on. You just can't be a friend because everybody got to be a friend. I don't care what you're dealing with. My mama is my friend.
I got
my
a mama, question.
You know,
I got
my sister, my friend, and shit, they got to love me. I mean, that's real talk. Now, if you want to be in a sexual relationship with somebody or an emotional relationship with somebody, you can no longer be just a friend. You got to turn that coat over and put your all into it.
Really? Let's see what the professor got to say about this shit, because he late and he wrote the fuck up. I'm going to listen to the motherfucker.
You know, be that way sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I got to be where I be and I'm at where I'm at. You know what I mean?
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Well, you know, you need to get with it or get away from it, however you want to do it. Call the cops or the coroner. It's the Professor Hot Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I'm in the building and I'm here for the people. You know what
really?
I'm saying? So what's the situation?
What is what people told me to do?
Hey, I need to ask you a question though, Lady Libra. On some real shit.
What up, Carl? I'm listening.
You know?
Who the hell said yeah yeah? Wait a goddamn minute. I'm confused right now.
I can't come on online without you know hollering at my peoples. You know what I'm saying? Swag City. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Dr. L.
Listen to this motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? We're just stupid, ladies and gentlemen.
What? This motherfucker whispering. I don't hear shit he's saying.
And that's what the wrote up wrong do for you, man.
Fuck
you know
the wrote up wrong. Y'all wrote up, and that's why y'all wrote up.
That's how we stand out. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, my ass.
my question to you is, check this. Okay.
Check this.
You know, a nigga is your friend, right?
Right.
He wanna fuck with you, right?
Right.
Okay. But you won't cross the line, so you're gonna keep him as a friend, right?
Right.
Okay, check this. My question is to you. You know the nigga wanna fuck with you. Would you hook that nigga up with one of your homegirls or another hoe or something? Or another bitch or another super bitch?
Now I'm gonna be honest, Excuse me. Back in the day when I was 17 and me and MC were kicking it and we were fucking on the DL. Yes, I used to hook him up. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the game we play. We play with people with emotions like that. But hell, we were 17. Let me see. I'm 17, 18, 19,
he
20.
Leave,
he probably was 20 years old at the time. So I was like, whatever he wanted to do, because I was his friend. He was in love with me. I was in love with him. I ain't care because I knew he loved me. I knew I was what he wanted. I knew I was the one that could change his world. So I knew when I got married, that was going to fuck him up. And that's what I motherfucking did. Right now, you know what I'm saying? We hooked up. We were grown. We still talk. And we like, fuck you. And I'm like, he like, fuck you. You hadn't been to doing this, and you hadn't been to doing that, and whatever, whatever, whatever. Bottom line, yeah, I used to hook him up with people. So that's the game we play. But we'll be grown now. Hell fucking no. Hell no, I won't hook him up with no motherfucking body.
That's what I want to ask, because I know this type of talk radio
I'm
now.
Grown?
They don't really want to hear about your past. They want to know what happened.
Me and my baby daddy, we friends. So all y'all that want to know what's going on, me and my baby daddy, I adopted children. And my baby daddy say he they daddy. And he has been in their life and being the father figure in their life. And he is the motherfucker because he do whatever they call his they daddy for, he is there. You know what I'm saying? But as far as me and him, we are still friends. So as far as anything going any further between he and I, no. But as far as him being a daddy, he is on front with that. We are still friends, and ain't can nobody take that from us. No nigga walking. Everybody I fuck, we gotta respect. That's my children, daddy, and that's just how it is. And I don't give a fuck who he deal with. They gotta know I'm his children, mama. But as far as anything between me and him, no. But I love him, and he loves me, cause we fucking friends.
I want to ask Juicy.
It's just that motherfucking simple. You know what I'm saying?
Juicy.
Same question to you, Juicy. I'm trying to fuck with you, Juicy, right? But you don't want to cross that line with me, but you know I'm trying to fuck with you. Would you hook me up with somebody else?
I ain't finna hook my baby dad with nobody else. Hell no. Hell no. I love him, baby daddy. What does he do? He do. I respect
right
that. And I'm cool with whoever he fuck with. They better be cool with him, because if they cross the line, they go out to deal with me.
We know about you, girl. We know about you.
I'm just saying. It's just like that.
We have that juice.
I'm listening. Fuck y'all. I'm fuck y'all up, motherfucker. Hey, y'all.
What you say now, juice?
Do y'all hear that status? Well, I'm finna switch phones, because I'm going on my phone. I think I might have got some rock down in it.
You know, I wouldn't like necessarily to hook it up, but like, if we been out and, you know what I'm saying, whatever pop out, you know what I'm saying, you know, I respect that. But all at the same time, I'm holding my spot too. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
But that ain't what the question was. Swear, you need to ask her that question again. I don't think she answered it right. Swear, ask her that again.
No, this is too real, man. Juicy can't play like that, man. Yeah, I mean, I in general sessions, yeah, I mean, but it's all good.
Right.
No, everybody has situations. Situations is life. You know, you got to have a situation to life.
No, so just be happy. Yeah, man, what I suggest for Hot Talk Radio to do, man, yeah, for real, though, just maximize y'all friendships, for real, man. Don't take it for granted, man. Going you in a relationship, please don't take it for granted, man, because a nigga weird can't take your hoe, man. Yeah, yeah.
Because you're
so
freaking out.
And people that deal with friendships, and you know when you're attracted to somebody you meet, you know y'all chemistry and everything. Put it on the table. Don't play with your emotions. Don't play with that other person's emotions. Because you know if y'all friends, and you know that person is dealing with someone, but you feeling a certain way about that your friend, put your emotions on the table. Because you don't know what that person is with their girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever it is. Put it on the table. You can still be friends. But you got to let that person know that you feeling a certain way. Because if y'all do end up fucking and having sex and being like that stuff and it don't work out, at least y'all know y'all cool. Because then all you doing is fucking up a happy home. Because he was all right with his situation. Or she was all right with her situation. But you know,
I ain't gonna lie, though. I ain't gonna lie, my dad. I want to fuck the hell out of some of my friends. I can't
fuck. No, you want to fuck out some.
I want to fuck the hell out of their ass sometimes. So I ain't gonna never lie to you, son. My friend fine as a motherfucker, too.
I know I can't fuck them
and shit. You know what I mean? But it's all good.
But don't let go, guys.
Thank you.
Live from the ATL. Reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra. Coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday. Then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday. Same time every day. 9 to 11. We are doing it. Big, big thing. Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio. Our world is special situation Sunday. We're talking about friendships, invading into relationships. I probably didn't say that right, but you know what? Shout out to what I'm drinking. And if you don't know, that's your fault. So, however, special situation Sunday. These are relationships converting over to sexual relationships, friendships converting over to sexual relationships. Should you cross the motherfucking boundaries? I don't know. You see what I mean? But family, we got a call. They decided to be brave and put their hands up. So since they decided to not be so afraid, we're going to welcome them in and we're going to proceed with caution. What's going on, 678-608?
What's up? Yeah.
Oh, shit. Somebody got called in. Allie, what did you say? Hey, yeah. Who is it?
It's that boy, Big Sam, man. What have he signed for?
Oh, shit, this Big Sam. Let me fix this shit, because something wrong with the goddamn. I don't know if it's my line or they line, but we're going to figure it out. I'm going to fix it.
You got to get it fixed, man. Get it
fixed. While Big Sam on this motherfucker, I got to get this shit right. Because some of the lines got fat, and I'm going to make sure it ain't mine.
It's not.
So whoever line got fatty, check yourself or you wreck yourself, because something is wrong. Somebody motherfucking... Hold on, I'm finna mute phones and see who the fuck it is. Hold on, Sam. All
right.
Okay, it ain't Super Swag. It ain't Call Second Calls. It ain't Juicy.
Is it you?
And I ain't the professor.
Is it you?
I don't know who line it is. I don't know what the hell is going on.
What's going on with you, bro? You good, homie?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm good, bro. I'm good. Just left that Walmart on his ass.
I'm a little upset with the line tonight. What the hell is... Hold on, wait a goddamn minute. Let me try something else. This shit is really finna piss me the fuck off. And you know how I am when I get pissed the fuck off. Shit don't go right. Hold on.
Juicy, you there?
Yeah, I'm
Rubber,
good.
You there?
I don't know what the hell going on. I don't know where all this damn static is coming from.
That's in the line, though.
Maybe hold on, wait a damn minute. This shit is crazy, for real. I'm finna mute everybody. We're gonna see if we still hear it. Okay, that's my line. Open back up. We finna figure out who the hell it is now. Okay, now I'm finna open up the professor line. We're gonna see if it's his. It's got a little static, but it ain't jumping around like that. We're going with my Big Sam. Sam!
I got all this stuff.
You
got
to call
it's
back.
It's your line.
It's my line.
I think
I'm going to hang up call right back.
Hold on. Sam, hang up and call right back because it's your line.
All right.
Okay. Professor, your line sound like you got a lot of wind in the background. Let me see some. Swag?
I'm here.
Okay, your line is straight. Juicy?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I hear a little static with Juicy line. Wait a minute. Juicy, you hang up a call right back, too, because your line got some static.
Okay.
hung up and they went. It went.
Big Sam.
Yeah.
All right then. Okay, you clear? Let me see some. Call. Second call. You clear?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Professor.
Yeah.
Professor, you sound like you standing outside in the wind or something. Hold on, what's going on with you?
I'm driving this shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm ripping and raving on 85, you know what I mean? You know.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you to do a favor. Whenever you get ready to speak, take your phone off mute. Until then, put it on mute because I want to be able to hear what Big Sound got to say because your phone sounds like this.
Say no more.
I love
you,
boo.
It
ain't that personal. But when you're driving, you can hear that feedback in the phone.
It's all love, baby. I'm here for the people.
All right, baby. All right, Big Sam. Now, we on the subject tonight. This subject was created for your ass tonight. You sent me an exclusive song. You told me you were leaking. And I had to call Swag. I said, Swag, Big Sam from the East Side Boy said he was leaking. What the fuck does that mean? Did somebody shoot him? So Big Sam was like, Big Sam. Swag was like, nah, he ain't that he was shot. He just letting you hear some shit that ain't been out yet. I was like, oh, it's an exclusive type shit.
I put on, bro.
Okay,
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Because y'all know that lady Libra. She from the hood, but she forgot she was from the hood. So when he said he was leaking, I was like, should I call 911? Because why the fuck is he leaking? What the fuck is wrong? Okay.
Leaking. Smoking weed.
I'm like, why the fuck is he leaking? What's wrong with Sam? You know what I'm saying? So I was listening to Sam. I'm like, oh, shit, wait a minute. Hold up. I'm leaking now. You know what I'm saying? Me and Sam are friends. And I'm trying to get there and see what's up. But you know, we friends. You know what I'm saying? We friends. And see, when you friends, and when you cross that boundary to become lovers, somebody might start leaking. I understand now what you were trying to say. Y'all had to
put that up. You know what I'm saying, what the business is.
Hey. Tell them how you fucking with us for our first year birthday, anniversary, whatever you want to call it in March. That's right. Sam is motherfucking on the team to figure out what the fuck we going to have going on.
I want to ask you something.
What is
that? I want to tell you something.
What?
That's Big Sam on the phone.
I know that, but Sam, my friend.
The world need to know who Big Sam is.
Well, you tell him because I'm gonna drink some while you
talk. We just talking because we know we talking. That's our homie. That's our partner.
Right.
The world don't know. You know, some of the world don't know because half of the world should know who Big Sam is. If not all of the world, but they should know who Big Sam is.
Well, tell him then. You tell him. I'm gonna drink while you tell him.
Hot Talk Radio.
Mhm.
We got Big Sam on the phone.
Mhm.
Exclusively from the East Side Boys.
I don't know who the East Side Boys is.
Lil' John, East Side Boys. We just Big Sam.
Uh-oh.
They just need to know who we fuck with, who is in, you know, affiliation with Hot Talk Radio.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the whole wide world and Big Sam.
That's too much. The whole wide world and Big Sam.
Man, they already know what it is.
Including the moon.
They know what it is already, man. They know what
that's
it
is. Too much. Shout out to my boyfriend DC.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
I'm walking through the club drinking out the gas can.
Oh, I think I'm gonna have your baby.
I'm from New York, you know what I mean? And that was
you're
the hottest intro I'd have ever heard, you know what I mean?
I love them niggas from New York.
You know what I mean? You know, matter of fact, when I got with the whole down south Atlanta era, you know what I'm saying, back in 2001, BCR, you know what I'm saying, they okay. song was the hottest song out there, and that shit just stuck in my head, and I'm like, what is it? And I asked this bitch to play it for me, and then when she started dancing, I was in Georgia 2 years later. From Daytona.
Oh,
right.
We got,
you know,
Big Sam got motherfuckers relocating to Georgia. You know what? I don't fuck with you, Big Sam. Because you ain't going to have me relocating.
Bro.
You ain't going to have
know?
Me relocating. That's out.
I'm
Lady Libra.
Like,
I don't relocate.
No. I'm like, yo, he's got, I'm like, what the fuck he got in that gas can? I'm like, yo, that can't be liquor. That's the only way to party. You'll never have to fucking drink all night long. You got your own shit right then and there, taking a gallon of Hennessy and making it happen. You know what I'm saying? Straight
like that. Hey, that's what it is, man.
I'm not
yeah,
fooling with you,
Big Sam.
What's going on?
Man, what's going on, man? I hear these streets grinding, man. Got that new single, man. I'm so Atlanta, man. And we got the Eastside Boy new single with DJ Hawk. Best I've shouted. I'm pretty sure y'all done heard what the business is, you know what I'm saying? So it's going
down,
man.
No, they ain't heard it yet, boo-boo. I was waiting on you because, see, I created tonight's topic for you. That's how much I fuck with Big Sam. See, tonight's topic is Special Situation Sunday. It's about friends that decide to become lovers. See, Big Sam sent me an exclusive tonight. He said he was leaking. I said he was leaking, so I took it to Big Super Swag, and he said, that mean nobody else ain't heard. I said, oh, okay, so that mean it's going to be first premiered.
Right.
Y'all excuse me, because y'all. I be drinking. That's what they leave her do. Y'all had to forgive me. And if you can't forgive me, then fuck y'all. That's what I do. But however, when he sent me the song, I listened. I said, oh, shit. I said, okay, you know what? Just because it's Big Sam, and I fuck with Big Sam. Big Sam, I fuck with Hot Top Radio. This subject tonight is going to be for him. So I got a question, Sam.
What up?
Now, I understand that because I'm a writer and I'm a songwriter. You know, I started out as a female rapper at 10 years old. I got myself on BET at 10, and now I got myself all over across the world at 25, whatever world. Y'all know what time it is. Now, I got a question. What inspired you to write this lovers and friends, you know, friends deciding to be lovers and all that shit? It got to be something that inspired you on that, and that's why it inspired me on the topic to talk about friends that decide to fuck some, cut some, treat some, freak some. Oh, skew me, y'all. Skew my pussy, y'all. Skew my pussy. Skew me. Skew me. I'm sorry. Shout out to the switchboard. Hey. Lit the fuck up right now. Go ahead, y'all.
Nah, it's all good, man. You know, really, you know, it comes from just like real life situations, you know what I'm saying?
So if me and you were friends, would you fuck some?
People talk, you know what I mean?
So
I take,
No, we'll talk privately. Go ahead, babe. We're going to keep it professional. I'm hot as I ready, because y'all know how Lady Leaper pussy is. It get wet, but these motherfuckers is hot. Skill me.
Yeah.
Go ahead, babe. I'm sorry. Skill me. Welcome
to
Hot
Side Radio. Good, though, but, you know,
this ain't your
just,
first time,
you know,
but you know how I go
real life
on.
Situation, though, like being around folks, hearing people talk, hearing this and that, and shit, you know, it just came up with it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So basically what you're saying is you were friends with somebody. And then that's like, you know, you looking at them in a, you know, sideways, like, wait a minute, hold up. She kind of fine. She been down, you know what I'm saying? She been,
right.
She had my back. She right there. Shit, you know what I'm saying? I know her, but I know my, just like I know myself, you know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, you
right.
Like, come in for a minute. Shit, you know what I'm
right.
saying?
You're right, you know what I'm saying? You're right.
Also, you ain't gonna feel awkward when I tell you, come here, Sam, come in for a minute. Come here, let me holler at you. I'm going to pull you in the private room. But you know what? Because I want to know what the business is. I want to know what the business is, Sam. And I ain't playing with you, the Lady Libra. What is
the
motherfucking business?
Man, the business is to get out here and get it. You know what I'm saying? Find somebody you can get out here and get it with, man. And just live life to the fullest. You know what I'm saying?
I choose you.
That's what the business is.
I
like
choose
you. We were just like love more than friends. Maybe where we
got me and you, baby.
Now where we go from here, that's the $1 million bet. girl, you know my name. You know I don't flex, but I fuck you like a porno star. Ride you round in foreign cars, hit the club by the bar, treat you like a movie star. Big Sam, aka Dick Hardwood. When I'm busting through your sugar wall, you say it's all good. I talk shit like that boy Wesley Pike. So take your clothes off and leave your heels on the night, yeah. So lay back and relax while I curl up your toes and I fuck up your hair. That's the way to be me. Fly you all the way to D.C. I'm the president. Gotta give to you. We both know that you was heaven sent. Now, what do we do? What the business is? Is you go tell about the relationship? Cause I don't take no shit. I want you now. You're mine. I mean this. And I don't really give a damn if you get pissed. I talk and talk and walk and walk for you, baby. Top dollar to the ear. Bring it on back there like them Great Lakes. Make you sweat, lick that neck. You got a baby daddy, put that ass in check. What comes next? Nothing but sex. Seven bowl, put me on the floor.
Hey, let them know what the business is. The business is, Big Sam, is that I have decided that I don't want to be friends. I want to be lovers. Is that okay with you?
That'll work.
Oh, shit. Y'all scared my pussy. Y'all the skewed lady Libra. Y'all the skewed lady Libra. Y'all the skewed lady Libra. You know what I'm saying? Y'all the skewed me. Shit. Y'all know how this shit works? Y'all ain't new to this shit. And I'm just saying now that he has decided to see what the business is, y'all already know that me and Big Sam.
I did that song right there. I really did that song. That song was the best.
I appreciate that, homie.
That shit need to be, that's it right there.
That'd be it. What'd be in the field? Because now we finna be lovers and friends now. Yeah, we're going to be both.
That's
we ain't friends
talk.
No more. Me and Big Sounds ain't friends no more, Swag. We ain't friends no more. We lovers and friends.
Hey,
what y'all drinking on? Hey, you know what we drinking on.
Man.
You know we had to do it again, right?
We had to do it again, man.
Come on.
Don't do the singing of these ladies, man.
Oh, oh, oh.
The drama first.
Oh, oh, oh.
Let's see.
Baby, how you doing? Hope that you're fine. Wanna know what you got in mind tonight. Got me feeling like you to see, girl. I can't leave you alone. Take a shot of this here Patron, and it's gonna be on.
VIP, then got way too crowded. I'm about to end up calling it a night.
You should. I love it, your girl. I love you, shake it, and see. Pull up, peek, peek, shotgun, and the GT for me.
She said, oh, I'm ready to ride.
Yeah, but once you get inside, you can't change your mind. Don't mean to sound impatient, but you gotta promise, baby. Oh, tell me again, my baby. Oh, I gotta know, baby. Oh, yeah.
Tell me again.
Ray, show you right. Oh, before we leave.
Good look, baby. Really good look, baby. Look here.
Sometimes wanna be your lover. Sometimes wanna be your friend. Sometimes wanna hug you. Hold hands, slow dance while the record spins. Opened up your heart cause you said I made you feel so comfortable. Used to play back then, now you all grown up like Rudy Huxtable. I could be your bug, you could beat me up. Play fight in the dark and we both make up. I do anything just to feel your bug. Why you got me so messed up? I don't know, but you gotta stop tripping. Be a good girl now, turn around and get these whips. You know you like it like that. You don't have to fight back. Here's a pillow fight that. And I'll be setting separate plays. So on all these separate days, your legs can go their separate ways.
Tell me again, my baby.
Oh, it's a good look, baby.
Benefit. I'm coming over, so go ahead and bang. Go ahead and shake. Tonight's your night, baby. You gon' benefit. I wanna feel your body inside out. Pull it out, jump on and ride out. But first, let me check in this hotel. Turn off the cell. Dale, lo quita, let's hide out. Yo te quiero tocar. Te quiero besar. Quiero hacerte el amor aquí y allá. No importa el lugar, dale, vamos a sudar. Yo soy el hombre que te pone más que caliente. Pero hazte favor, muñeca. Lo que pasa en la cama no le diga a la gente. Cause that's when it started to envy, but forget about the people. And with this vodka in me, I'ma have you saying, I, girl. Yeah, let's end the night, alright. Tell you what, baby, don't worry about me. I'm just gonna fall asleep inside.
Tell me again, babe, show you right. Oh, before we leave. Tell me over and over and over again.
Your lovers and friends, that Ursa, John, and Luda had to do it again.
Hey, hey.
Please tell your lovers and friends that Ursa, John, and Luda had to do it again.
Hey, man.
Please tell your lovers and friends that Ursa, John, and Luda had to do it again.
Hey.
Oh, shit, y'all. You know what? It's like, guy, you know what, Ella on this motherfucker and shit. Now, before I open up everybody's mic, I got a statement to make. This is from Ashley Warren. Okay, I'm up for advice and opinions. No hurt feelings here. I'm really feeling this man. He got his shit right. He's real. Words can't express words can't motherfucking express how I'm really digging him. Just his smile alone is addictive. His swag is ridiculous. What do? Friendship first? I know. But I can't pretend like I'm not anxious to get it started. Oh, shit! You know what? I'm going to let the doctor. You know what? Before I say anything, the doctor's going to have to motherfucking handle this.
Wait a minute. Nah,
Juicy,
I'm gonna pass on to my partner, Sweet. I gotta pass that situation on to my partner.
Oh my goodness! Shout out to Big Baby standing up in this motherfucker. Shout out to Big Baby. Now,
that's
Big Sam. All
that's
y'all
a,
are up for this
situation.
Because you know what? I understand her. Just because she is a faithful listener, I'm feeling her right now. Y'all better understand how she feeling. Oh, y'all,
if she banging like that, she need to go for it.
Oh, shit, y'all, I'm fanning. Yeah. Y'all go ahead.
Go,
I ain't got nothing to say.
For it. Go for it.
What you say, Big Sam? What
go
you say?
For it.
Oh, shit. Tim and Sweet, what you say? Yeah, man, yeah. Go on, Tim and Sweet, what you say?
I say, man, I got Busta Free pills for about 2 for $50 right now. Come on,
what? Hold on, wait a minute, hold on. Why the fuck you gotta say shit?
Got 2 for $50.
Hell no.
You wrote up, Carl. You wrote up for that shit. Carl.
Hell, she
white
now.
Hold on,
man.
Hold on. Carl got the hand up. Oh. Cellmate 597, what's going on with you? What's
hey,
going on with you, four cellmate 597? Wait a minute, 957. Shout out to Ciroc. Your hand is up, Bootney. You pressed 1. That means you were sober enough to see where the 1 was. Because I know everybody got to get fucked up and listen to this radio station, because you know what? High Time Radio is no joke. Taking over the world one show at a time with over 1 billion listeners. Oh, my goodness. This shit is scary just talking about it.
Can I ask Big Sam a question, man?
Yeah, but let me hold this motherfucker that's going lane to lane. Somebody write him the fuck up.
All right, Big Sam, man, what's happening?
Write Swerve up because he's late checking in.
Bro?
It's almost motherfucking over.
What's
and he
up,
just
man?
Not checking in for Big Sam.
Hey,
you're goddamn right,
hey,
motherfucker.
Man.
I just got on this motherfucker to do my clothes out. Swerve on him.
How the fuck you gonna come in when it's over to do your clothes out when Big Sam on here? You want the fuck up.
What's happening, bro? What's happening, bro?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey, let's get ready for this show tonight.
You got a show tonight? Where is that? I'm finna come.
The gate.
Where the gate
is? The gate on the south side of Atlanta.
I have to call you later and find out where the fuck that's at. Cause right now, I'm drunk and I'm high and I'm thinking about you. Hey, but that's how I go. That's what you want me to do, right? You see me there find lovers and friends. What the fuck you want me to do?
What the business is you?
Hey, what the business is you?
And
what it is? What you got to say, Swerve?
Hey, man, I didn't want to say one thing, man. I want to have the man one thing, man. Then y'all can have it, man. Yeah.
What is it, Carl?
Hey, Carl, when y'all made Who You With back in the day, man, did y'all really think that Atlanta was going to goddamn be a crunk as it was when y'all made that shit, man?
Nah, man. Actually, I wrote Who You With back in 93, man, in my mama's garage, and we recorded in 96.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of shit I like. That's the kind of shit that made my pussy wet. Uh-oh, excuse me.
I
didn't know, mean to
man.
Say that.
I got one more, too, man. I got one more, man. Because I'm talking about the real. This is what the underworld be wanting to know, man. On the song with y'all, you're too short, man. You couldn't be a better player than me, man. That's like one of
my
favorite songs ever all time, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. Man, what really inspired y'all, man? What pimp juice was y'all really on when y'all made that shit, man?
That stuff that's in the gas.
We actually went on no kind of prop juice or nothing. It was just, we were actually probably drink a deuce or probably had a little yak here and there, you know what I'm saying? But it was all about, we was on that California granddaddy perk with short dog, man. It just did it, man.
Yeah,
That smoke screen, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. I'm talking about. I appreciate that. I'm trying to tell you already. That's like DJ Pepper Sweet Anthem like right now to the day, man, if y'all boy didn't really know.
Hey, a lot to that wasn't the favorite song that we ever recorded, me.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man, that's my clothes.
You
can
get on one. You wrote the fuck up. How the fuck you going to close out for God, nigga?
Hey, man.
Well, what you got to say to Big Sam? What you got to say for checking in late?
I don't check in late, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? My class always open. Whenever we get to that bit.
Write him up. Write him up, fam.
You know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all music though, homeboy. Like my partner say, man, that pimp shit, we always respect other pimp shit. You know what I'm saying? So keep up the good
speaking
work, my
pimp.
Boy.
Speaking of pimp,
Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday.
Hey, Sam, you got to check in on Tuesday when they got Pimp
like
Juice Takeover Tuesday, when this motherfucking going in real form, when the ladies sit back and the pimp players and gangsters take the fuck over. What you got to say to him, Juicy? What you want to say to him, Juicy? Go ahead.
I love it. I fuck with it.
Sam,
exactly.
We got something we want you to hear because in case you didn't know, I'm sure you have. But for right now, we got the Super Bitches. That's the beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the world. We got a movement going on. And it's something serious. And I want you to hear it because I want you to hear it first on High Top Radio because there's nowhere else it is being playing. Because this is where it's at. Super Bitches shall stand the fuck up and shall take the world over one show at a time. That's how it goes.
Girl, now you got the Tequila Hot Top Radio. Hey, we some super bitches, straight perfection with no glitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches, straight perfection with no glitches. Worldwide scouted, bitch, we show you how to do this. We some super bitches. Yeah.
say your bitch bad?
What
she shooting at the gun range?
Well, I got a stupid
boy. What her school like?
Now she done watched me break my wig down so many times.
So
probably bust a bee down and roll it like mine.
Bet
she could take my bomb and bag it up like I do it. Bomb brains like a white girl, but got a ghetto booty. She my getaway driver. When I make pop from the bench, she a rider. We ride so to be on top. I taught her how to load guns. She don't feel the clips, niggas fake goonin'.
My bitch real with this shit.
She don't come up all the weed. She don't waste my liquor. Feel like I was cheating.
Let me taste you, nigga.
Been a and acquitted a creeper. She know she come first.
Now every time I hit it, I beat it.
Make sure she come first.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
We bout the project single bound.
I got a super bitch.
Stay good, stay down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
You see her flying around town.
That's why I call her super bitch.
New coupe top down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
And she got x-ray vision.
I got a super bitch.
See through the bullshit they spitting.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Cooked over and done the same kitchen.
That's why I call her super bitch.
She don't wear that
she
shit.
Wear that
squeak,
shit.
Leave it by herself, cause you can't tell that
you
shit.
Can't tell
you
that
can't
shit.
Tell my bitch shit when she flying out the mall.
Flying
new
nails,
new fit, new handbag to match it all.
And it's all her money.
Stand back, let her ball.
Let
she
her
got
ball.
Spinal powers, it make her climb the wall.
Got a real good job, but for left that she a stripper.
She just working so perfect like she working, so I trip her.
Got a cute little face, small waist, ass off the rick.
Rick.
She never go broke, hell no, cause I could fix her. Know how to cut coat good like she cut.
Know how to cut through back streets and ride my dope safe.
Yeah, she know the combination. She don't go up in the safe.
No.
Avoid conversation. Know these hoes.
Know these hoes.
Take her by the gun range before we going on our date.
Just
to show her that she special. Bought my bitch a 30.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Leave out the project single bound.
I got a super bitch.
Stay hood, stay down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
See her flying around town.
That's why I call her super bitch.
New coupe top down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
And she got x-ray vision.
I got a super bitch.
Through the bullshit they spittin'.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Cooked open dinner, same kitchen.
That's why I call her super bitch.
She say the day on any mission.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Woke up this morning with a feeling like fuck it.
Fuck
my bitch asleep, I might just wake her up and fuck it.
Send her to work with a smile on her face.
Told her be a good girl, I eat her for a lunch break.
Yeah, she good with the kids.
Kids
trust her with my stash.
Might have to do a bit,
leave a bomb.
I'm coming home to cash.
Money.
I trust her with my last till I'm back out on the street.
I ain't on my ass,
no.
Every day on my feet.
She
got a lot of friends.
They all super bitches.
Got one for all of them.
All of them.
Yeah, I want my crew to hit
her.
She know how I do the hell. She just like me.
His wife be a super
bitch.
Yeah, she might
be.
She ain't no Wonder Woman. Have you worried where she
at?
Or where she doing? Where she been? When she coming back?
Coming
she keep a sack of Pineapple Express. Don't look at my bitch dress.
It's an S. So
yeah,
that's
got a super bitch.
We bout
to project single bound.
I got a super bitch.
Stay good, stay down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Flying around town.
That's why I call her super bitch.
New coupe top down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
And she got x-ray vision.
I got a super bitch.
See through the bullshit they spitting.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Cooked open dinner, same kitchen.
That's why I call her super bitch.
She say the day on any mission.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Hey, y'all heard it here on Hot Top Radio first. Here on Hot Top Radio. What y'all think about that Hot Top Radio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wrote? Oh, how about that, nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
y'all
yeah,
shout
yeah.
out to Big Sam that checked in tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout
was,
out to Baby Big Baby, excuse me. Shout out to the motherfucking world. Because today was special situation Sunday for all y'all friends that decided y'all wanted to be lovers. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We didn't even come to a conclusion tonight. Because some people say you should be friends before you become lovers. Some people say you should mix it. But the next topic going to be, should you mix business with pleasure? That's for next Sunday. We didn't get a chance to elaborate on that, but you know what? This is business between me and Super Swag, but I want to fuck Super Swag. So should I mix business with pleasure? We should say that shit
for Sunday. We can draw the contract.
Well, hold on. Excuse me. Hold on. Y'all excuse my place. What the contract for to mean?
Yeah, we can draw the contract. We could be friends.
Uh-huh.
And we can fuck, you know what I'm saying, at the same time.
So I can fuck your face at the same time as being your friend and being your business partner. I'm confused.
Yeah, you know, as long as I can fuck your face, we good.
Oh.
We got to draw out. We got to draw the contract.
Ladies, y'all heard
so
that. Keep it in your mouth.
So we
don't
cross the line. As long as we don't cross the line, if once the contract is served and, you know, we done been subpoenaed to one of each other.
You
each
actually
other,
believe that you're going to be able to not cross a contract when I put this puss on you. Keep on living in la-la land, motherfucker, because once I fuck your face and fuck your dick, you're going to be fucked up. How about that, motherfucker?
Well, I don't text chicks, people. I'm good.
Text? What the heck? Oh, my goodness. And I got text again. He sent me a picture of his dick and told me he had to have me. But you just fired me, told me it was over, I missed out. Then you turned around and tried to be nice to me. So now I'm beginning to think that you are a stalker. Because I would have preferred if you stuck to the script. You said I missed out. You said I was playing games. You should have left it at that. Now you're going to send me a picture of your dick? Then you're going to tell me I should come out to your audition? Do I want to still do pictures with you? Hell no, at this point. You might take my face and put it up against your dick and make people think I'm sucking your dick. Uh-uh. Shout out to Showstopper. No. No.
I'm glad Juicy don't deal with them type of situations.
I'm just going to fuck Swag. That's what I'm going to leave it at Swag. Since he's with Hot Top Radio, I'm going to mix business with pleasure. I'm going to mix friendship with pleasure. I'm just going to fuck the whole game up and fuck his face, and that way I won't be here responsible for my actions.
We got to draw out that contract for her.
Fuck the contract. I'm going to fuck you. I can't fuck cuz. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
Cuz is cuz.
Hey,
that bloodline.
Hey, cuz, we got to get these super bitch pills on the market ASAP. Cause they're really missing.
Yeah, y'all, I don't know what the fuck that guy's ain't got for Medusa super bitch.
We got to get them out on the market ASAP.
But hey, man, I love
you. They're going to make y'all booty face.
Oh, shit. You start talking, you start saying shit, then I ain't right. Ain't nobody ass going to square up on a super bitch pill. It ain't going to happen.
We're going to have to make that happen. We might have to try to tweet something to make that happen for Juice.
No. And I got a statement. For all y'all avatar assholes, and for those of y'all that don't know what an avatar is, that's imitation of life ass bitches that keep running around here trying to pretend like y'all Lady Libra and Juicy. Get the fuck over it. It ain't but one Lady Libra and it ain't but one Juicy. So for all y'all imitation of life ass bitches, y'all cartoon assholes, stop it. You're making yourself look silly. Super motherfucking silly. Not super bitchness, but super silly. Your bitches are not real. Stop it. Because I'm tired of people calling in and telling me about y'all wannabes, trying to be, and thinking y'all going to be. It's not going to happen. You got to be don't think you're going to take Swerve and Sweet's pill. Damn, Swerve and Sweet. Swags and Sweets and Swerve's pill. See all this SSS, triple S ass motherfuckers on Hot Top Radio. It ain't going to happen. If you're not born with this shit in you, all they can do is help you out. You know, like, say, for instance, a little nerd, learn how to get, you know, learn how to be cool for a minute, but it will never turn you into a full pimp, full gangster, or full swagged out motherfucker. So stop wasting your time. You avatar ass bitches. It ain't gonna motherfucking happen. Sit the fuck down. Imitation ass life ass hoes. You're not real. We are what's real. Excuse me. Back to the regularly scheduled programming. Shout out to Sarah.
Well, I just want to sprinkle a little more pepper, man, for these people, man. Yeah, man.
Sprinkle it while I drink. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, for real, though. Real shit.
Highways.
What we need to do, man, for real, is, like my nigga said, you got to draw a contract. That means you
contract.
Got to set boundaries. You got to let me sprinkle. Please let
okay,
me sprinkle.
Okay, cuz, I'm sorry. Damn.
Because you're
always trying to fight me, cuz.
Because
I'm bloodline.
You got to get the instructions first, man. This your crowd who I'm talking to.
I'm not talking to my crowd. I don't care about you being my bloodline. I'm gonna fuck you up, motherfucker.
I'm talking to your crowd today, man.
Fuck you, cause you ain't gonna talk to my crowd.
Hey, all right. Hey,
shut
man.
Up.
Stay busted.
Shout out to Super Swag.
For real. Busta Free.
I'll worry about Super Swag tonight.
Y'all might bad get the skills of a real player pimp nigga like myself, man. But you know, hey, on some real shit though, man. Hey, man, that friendship slash relationship shit, man. We need to go ahead and just draw the line, man, and get it right, man. Hey, but on some real shit, I want to fuck the hell out of some of my friends, man. If I ever y'all fuck with your boy. Y'all fuck with your boy for real.
Pimp juice.
I ain't gonna lie, like, I fucked with your boy one time, man. Yeah, I mean, we can go back to being friends. I just want to see if what I think it is. Yeah.
Bottom line, cuz say he want to cut some.
I make sure I beat it up. Couple hours and she stops. Shout it. I wanna
let me hear that pussy talk.
Let me hear that pussy talk.
Y'all heard that? That was motherfucking 38 Hots with the Texas division of Hot Side Radio. Super Swag, you want to proceed with your clothes out, boo-boo, or you got something else you want to add to the segment other than you want to cut some with me?
I proceed as far as, you know, situation Sundays. If you dealing with a friend and you want to turn that leaf, understand what you're getting yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
What you getting yourself into?
We gonna talk about next Sunday, mixing business for pleasure. We ain't even gonna elaborate on that tonight, cause I deal with your ass next Sunday. How about that?
I'm just telling you, know.
I'm gonna fuck you on the show next Sunday, motherfucker.
Oh.
Don't get quiet now. I'm gonna sit on your face while we do the show
shit.
Next Sunday. Can you handle that?
Handle it. Handle it. Anyway, hey, Hot Talk Radio, if you a friend and you like your people and you want to get in relations with them, put it on the table. That's all I'm saying. And I close out by saying, Hot Talk Radio, y'all tune in because Pimp Juice Tuesday is up next.
Oh,
we finna leak in your motherfucking ear.
I ain't coming to work, motherfucker. How about that?
We finna leak this shit in your ear. Pimp Juice Tuesday.
Only if I can leak
next.
In your mouth?
Yeah.
Only if I can leak in your mouth?
Yeah.
But I can leak in your mouth while we do the show.
Y'all hear, you know, bottom bitches, they always try to talk a lot of shit.
I'm a bottom bitch now? I got bottom niggas. I'm not a bottom bitch.
But yeah. Shout out to Hot Talk Radio. We do. I love our fans and our listeners. Y'all keep tuning in. We're going to give it to you. And Pimp Juice 2 is coming.
I'm
going to
see if he's talking with this in his mouth. I'm going to see if he's talking with this
in his mouth. We in the build.
Juicy, do your clothes out because I'm finna fuck him up. I mean, write him up, excuse me. Juicy, go ahead. Do your clothes out. Juicy, wake up. Your mic is open. Take your phone off mute, Juicy. This is the kind of shit I be talking about right here. See, I get tired of writing motherfuckers up. I get tired of this shit. However, ladies, whether it's your friend, your homeboy, your lover, somebody you don't know, keep it fresh, wet, and tight. I don't give a fuck who he is. He like it fresh, wet, and tight. Fuck every day like it's your last, cause one day it will be. Live every day like it's your last, cause I promise on everything I believe in, one day it will be. Hot Top Radio is here to stay, and if you disagree, I'm sorry, boo boo. That's between you and whoever your God is. Because we ain't going nowhere. Tune in Tuesday for the motherfucking Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday when I start shooting motherfuckers and sitting on faces. That's what I do. I'm sorry. Get like me. You got to get brave enough to just start sitting on motherfucking faces on GP. Just look at a motherfucker and be like, oh, yeah, I want to sit on his face. He's talking too much. And just sit on it. You got to be on point now. You got to be a super bitch to be able to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because I rock the party. That's what I do. Y'all need to start rocking the party because that's what goes on here on Hot Top Radio. Tune in Thursday for Therapy Thursday. We provide therapy for the whole wide world. If let it leave it coming through your motherfucking speaker, always be well because I will always be a beautiful nightmare. Rock the party. Just like Showstopper said, shout out to him.
Yo, said I rock for the east and I rock for the west. Yeah, they know who the best. I said I rock for the north and I rock for the south. Showstopper about to turn it out. And it go a little something like this. Check it. Yo.
Pull up in a new whip, flow like rock steady on the beat, Ken Swift. Shit, I need y'all to witness the way I make the motherfucking dope lick gymnast. If you a real DJ, nigga, spin this. Classic, vintage, flow with ferocious, vicious, terrific, prolific. Champion like motherfucking Robinson the Listen. Hall of Fame status, yeah, Kyle Ripken. Showstopper, Henny Beat, yeah, I'm ripping. I got a bad bitch with a tight kitten. I see you haters hating 2020 vision. Feeling like Antarctica with all the ice grilling. Ice on my ring, something like Scottie Pippen. What you call swagger, I'm the definition. Ride or die, NY division, we winning. I'm the star of the show. Y'all in the mission. Showstopper, schizo, yo, schizo house, that's the motherfucking crew. Middle fingers up, tell the haters, fuck you.
Fuck you,
y'all know I'm the truth. When I hit the booth, going off the 90 proof. Y'all don't wanna see the wolves loose. Better wave the white flag, call it truth.
That real hip hop.
Untouchable like Bruce Lee. Fuck it, I'm going off the juice. Gotta smoke a blunt, break like Babe Ruth. NYC, rep it all day, B.
All day.
Down in ACL, collar par zone 3. Old school, new school, I'm a mixed breed. Peter Piper, Run DMC. 2011 for the OG. Rest in peace, Jam Master J. Rockstar status like Walk This Way. But I'm not Aerosmith, so so arrogant. Get so house, y'all don't wanna challenge, bitch.
Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra.